From the arrival of the first white settlers to the resurgent downtown efforts of the Main Street program in Siloam Springs, the history of that Benton County community is captured in pictures in the new book, Images of America, Siloam Springs. Arcadia Publishing found the right person to catalog Siloam's history, Don Warden, the director of the Siloam Springs Museum. And the book was completed, he says, as a museum project. Don will be signing copies of the book Saturday from 11 until 4 at the museum. As a preview of that event, we invited him to our studio to explain how he approached the assignment of preserving the history of Siloam Springs in images.
I guess I started with chapter titles. I pretty much have, from the time I've been there, have a good sense of the flow of it, of the town's history and how it should be divided up. I mean, some of it's fairly obvious. You've got settlement and dealing with the Civil War. And, you know, in the case of Siloam Springs, there was a big change when the railroad arrived. So I had one chapter start at the arrival of the railroad. And another big change was when the bypass went in, or what was known as the bypass.
Right. You can date how long someone's lived here by what they call that.
Exactly. And what's now 412. And, you know, to a lot of people, yeah, they think of that as the main business street in town. And it is where there's a lot of activity taking place. And a lot of that is activity that used to be in the downtown. So, you know, of course, the big box stores, you know, couldn't build in the downtown. I mean, they've got to have the space that they need for their operation.
Right.
But it totally transformed the downtown, and it's starting to pick up again now because of the Main Street program. And we are the town does have a Arkansas Main Street program now.
I love the pictures that dealt with the Arkansas Conference College building and the basketball teams. Because this is a part of the Siloam Springs history that a lot of people don't know about.
Right. Well, and that college is the reason that College Street is called College Street. And so I kind of snuck that in there. But yeah, that was a college of the Methodist Conference of Arkansas. And they had hunted around the state for a place to have a college and had various problems in other locations. And then they came to Siloam Springs, and there was actually that school building was partially completed at that time. It had been a separate project for the school district. And these promoters had come in and said, well, we'll build you a school. But then they ran out of money. So then the Methodists came along and said, well, if you'll make us a deal on this building, we'll complete it and then open the college. And so that's how we came to have the state Methodist College. And so that was in operation from 1899 to 1917.
And those great pictures, there's one of a couple of the women's basketball teams
right.
from the early 20th century.
Mm-hmm.
Those are great.
Yeah. They had men's and women's basketball.
Tennis.
Men's and women's tennis. And men's football. Track and field. We didn't have any pictures of track and field. In fact, I'm not sure if I included one of the football team. But anyway, they had football.
Well, that brings up, I'm sure it was harder not to find photographs to put in, but at 127 pages, there had to be some heartbreak what you left out.
Right. Yeah. There was a lot more that I could have chosen. And it was, just kind of went through and, picked out things that told basically the story we wanted to tell and, borrowed just a few pictures. Most of them are from the museum collection.
My favorite, my absolute favorite picture. And it's funny because it's on the same page as a picture of the KUOA radio station from years ago. But Eleanor Roosevelt on a train, a whistle stop tour being interviewed. This is a magnificent picture.
Isn't it? It's a great quality picture and a great image. That was when KUOA was a pretty new station for Siloam Springs. Obviously, it had a longer history over here, or older history. But Eleanor Roosevelt coming through and Storm Whaley interviewing her. And, that's a great picture.
It's just fantastic. as you said, you've been with the museum for a good amount of time. You know Siloam Springs history. Was there anything in researching, putting this together that surprised you?
There were a few pictures that I didn't know we had.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was didn't expect that, but yeah, there were a couple of them I ran into that. Oh yeah, this is a neat picture. I haven't seen this before.
Conversely, is there something, boy, that would have been the Holy Grail that, oh, I wish I had a picture of that, or I wish I had that image, but alas, it doesn't
just
exist.
Just the image doesn't exist?
Yeah.
Well, one of the unfortunate parts of our history was that the town was at one time a sundown town. And there are no pictures that I know of that sign.
But suggesting certain people shouldn't be there after the sun goes down.
Right. And they were, those signs were at each entrance to the town is what I've been told. And, people vary a little bit in the wording they think it had or if it was just images or, whatever. But, that is a part of our history, too. I do allude to it in the introduction to the book, but that's an image that we don't have that was was part of our story.
The picture of what was called the Lakeside Hotel.
Uh-huh.
I go by that building, in that part of town, and you see it. And I just kind of imagine what that must have been like at its heyday.
Yeah, well, and it still is a hotel.
Right.
So it's, still in that operation. But, yeah, at one time it was, one of the few.
Right.
And it's our oldest building downtown. That's the thing I think people don't really think about so much now when they look at it is, it really does have an important part in our history. And, built about 1881.
Yeah.
And it's almost as old as the town.
What's something that many of us might not know about Siloam Springs that you could share?
Well, you've hit on a few of those things. I think a lot of people don't think about Arkansas Conference College anymore or, that the Crown's our oldest building downtown. The second picture was in here when the downtown was dirt streets and poles down the middle of the street. That image is around some. So there's some people know about that. But just to think of, I guess the thing I would feel like that people most don't understand is the time depth in our town. You look as you're going through your everyday life and looking around at the way things are now, you think of that as just the way things always are.
Mm-hmm.
And, once you start looking into the history of the town and what I was able to bring out, in the book is that total time depth where you have, a totally different look for the town at a lot of times and a lot of different historical developments over time that, we don't really think about now in our everyday lives.
Well, here's a chance. Tell us about the Siloam Springs Museum. There are bound to be some people listening who haven't been there before.
Right. Well, we're still a small local history museum. We're currently at 112 North Maxwell and have exhibits that span the town's history, things that are in the book and some things that aren't, and we go a little bit into prehistory and museum exhibits. And we're hoping, that's not right, we're planning
right.
to move into a new building. We're not sure when, but the city has purchased the old post office as a new home for the museum. And so we're still looking forward to, the work starting on that space and being able to move into it and have a lot more visible, a lot more visibility and more room to work with. And there'll be things that we can do in that space that we couldn't do in the current space.
Don Warden is the author of the new book, Images of America, Siloam Springs, and the director of the Siloam Springs Museum. He'll sign copies of the book Saturday at the museum in downtown Siloam Springs from 11 until 4. You can find out more about the museum at SiloamSpringsMuseum.com.